Hello once again, friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative for the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. And this is our midweek online Bible study for Wednesday, March 24 of 2021. It's great to have you with me here as we consider more about the Great Reset, Rapture, Revival. We're going to get right into Lesson 5 here, talking about changing times. And this lesson is, if you're not familiar with the things that I'm presenting here and you're just catching this cold, as it were, for the first time, you might be startled by some of the things that I'm going to share. They're not conspiracy theories. They're from mainstream newsmakers out in the world. And one in particular, very influential man that we'll be thinking about, sharing some quotes from him. But before we do that, let's think of a quote from a godly man named Sir Isaac Newton, who lived at a very important time in history. And he said that about the times of the end, a body of men will be raised up who will turn their attention to the prophecies and insist upon their literal interpretation in the midst of much clamor and opposition. Sir Isaac Newton. One of my favorite quotes from all of Christian history, as I'm sure I've mentioned before, and I hope sometime in the near future to do a whole video about the relevance of this quote and the context in which it was given. But here's another quote, a quote from a man I was referring to a moment ago, Klaus Schwab. We pray for this man and ask God to give him understanding and wisdom. We pray that God will bring this man to faith in Jesus Christ. He's the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum. And he's told us that the pandemic, the COVID pandemic, obviously represents a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world. And what exactly does that mean? Well, it sounds strangely like something that we know will happen in the future under the rule of Antichrist. I'm not saying in any way that Klaus Schwab is the Antichrist or even resembles him in anything except this technical point, the Antichrist will intend to change times and law. He will want to restructure the moral nature of the universe. He'll want to redo the calendar. He'll want to redo right and wrong and good and evil. And everything about our society. So that's a dangerous approach to take for anyone in any type of authority, very obviously. Now, the Jeremiah Study Bible tells us that the righteous presence of the Holy Spirit on earth, working through the church, holds back the flood of evil that will be released during the tribulation. An evil that will be judged when that period ends upon Christ's return to earth. Today, the Holy Spirit is working through the church and he's restraining that evil. Can you imagine living through the last year without the church and godly people and even conservative people who want to see some type of restraint on evil and change and alteration and changing times and law? He who now restrains will do so until he's taken out of the way. That's, I believe, a reference to the Holy Spirit, 2 Thessalonians 2:7, working through the church during the church age until the rapture. You say the Holy Spirit being omnipresent, being God, how can he be taken out of the way? Well, he will leave the world, I believe the answer is, in the same way that he came. That is, in a special way at Pentecost, providing a special indwelling to the members of the New Testament church. He'll still be God. He'll still be omnipresent. He'll still be on the earth doing his work, even convicting sinners and bringing them to faith in Christ. But he'll not be here in the sense in which he is here uniquely now, indwelling church members. And I mean by that members of the true invisible church, not of the church on the certain corner of your city. But he's restraining evil. He's working through the church to restrain evil. And what a horrible place this world would be without that. And that's what the tribulation will be like. And that's what people will experience in that time. So the Jeremiah Study Bible says again, when the church is raptured, the Holy Spirit will be removed and the earth will be subject to the full effects of sin. And dear friends, you don't want to be here for that. You don't want to be left behind. You want to trust in Christ now that he died on the cross for your sins. He was buried and he rose again from the dead on the third day, according to the scriptures, Jesus Christ, the second person of the triune God. He died in your place for your sins so you could have forgiveness of sin and live in heaven forever with him if you'll trust in Christ alone. And he will save you by grace alone, on the basis of your faith alone. Now, Professor Klaus Schwab, however, founder and chairman of the World Economic Forum, tells us this about life here coming out of the pandemic and the great reset that he believes we need. And friends, it's not just him, it's world leaders of many countries, including our own beloved United States, and it's leaders of the business world, of the most influential corporations in the world. Professor Schwab says, the world must act jointly and swiftly to revamp all aspects of our societies and economies. Every country must participate. Those are very serious words. Do you grasp the gravity of what he is saying? Now he's going to say even more, friends. Hang on. Every industry from oil and gas to tech must be transformed. I thought, you know, Christ is the one who can transform and make all things new. This sounds very dangerous. Dr. James White says, everything is changing at a speed that is mind-numbing. That's why we're thinking about this lesson, talking about changing times. Now, I want to be clear to say that Dr. White, with whom I was privileged to tour Germany and the Reformation sites in 2017 for the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, he is a wonderful scholar. He does not adhere to the pre-tribulational, premillennial, dispensational prophetic views that obviously we stand for within the Friends of Israel and that I'm teaching here in this series and in this lesson. All the more reason to quote him. I believe it gives credibility to the things that I'm telling you. They're not conspiracy theories. They're not just simply things that only pre-trib dispensationalists might be alarmed about. Now he has a different scriptural interpretation of what's going on and perhaps of what should be done in response, but what he asserts here is nevertheless true. He's a keen, astute observer of culture and news, and I enjoy listening to Dr. White, and that's why I'm quoting him here. And to the point, Professor Schwab says, people assume, he's talking about here after COVID, people assume we are just going back to the good old world which we had, and everything will be normal again in how we are used to normal, he said, in the old-fashioned. This is, he said, let's say, fiction. It will not happen. We're not going back to normal. Well, what are we going to then? Professor Schwab says, there's never been a time of greater promise or greater peril. Well, I agree, but I disagree on the solution that he proposes. He said the fourth industrial revolution, which is tied in here, the terminology relates to the similar issues of the Great Reset. He said it's a combination of technological and a word I couldn't understand, but then which will completely change business models, society, economies. The fourth industrial revolution is coming with enormous speed and will change not only what we are doing, but who we are. That's a scary proposition, because man cannot change who he is, and we can't change our own hearts, much less change someone else, much less change the whole world. Only Christ can do this. And so this is very, very serious, friends. Very sobering. Very troubling ideas at the heart of the Great Reset. And we can only imagine, indeed, how quickly these things could be sprung on the world once the church is removed and the restraining ministry of the Holy Spirit has ended. And friends, please, if you're listening to this message and you've yet to trust in Christ, trust in Him today, don't be left behind. Dr. White says this is a new world. That's true. There's a new world coming for the earth dwellers of the book of Revelation. And there's also a world that we await as believers. We are looking for a kingdom that only Christ can bring. And we are looking for the new heavens and the new earth. So Dr. White, though, is talking in a negative sense about the reality of this time. And the fact, yes, this is a new world. We're experiencing things I don't think any of us necessarily thought we'd be experiencing in our lifetimes in America before the rapture. But they're here. It's happening. And the amazing thing is it's happening so quickly. It's a new world, changing times. So friends, take heart, trust in the Lord, look to Him, and I hope that this short Bible study this week will inform and edify you, if not encourage you. Certainly our encouragement as believers comes in the fact there are still other believers here with us, and more importantly, we have the Holy Spirit with us, and then we are going one day to be with Christ. Praise the Lord, and let this truly lift your spirits today, I pray, until we meet again here by distance via the computer on sermonaudio.com. May the Lord bless you. I'm going to close here with a few slides with information, and I will talk to you when we gather again in this study. God bless you.